the other
shoot crows?
Go in here. Come down. Come in.
I killed this fellow that bought this piece of property right east of me there, he come down there, he's a Dago or Tahquah or Bohunk or something, I don't know what. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of them, and he is the only one that can speak the English language.
Power die.
So, he was going to get rich in the hog business down there right quick. And I noticed that hog pen is cleared up down there. I dreaded that hog pen. On account of the odor. But it cleared up pretty quick. He told my neighbor here was plowing down there and squashed that. He told him, he asked him what happened to all the hogs. He said, I got rid of those hogs. He said, I lost $1,000 here before I could bat my eye hardly in the hog business. Said it cost money to buy feed the feed down thing, so I got out of it. And he had a whole bunch of chickens down there. And they'll just lay all over the place anywhere. And if these crows ever get started eating eggs, you don't get no eggs. They break up all the bird nests and everything, every kind of nest they can find that's got eggs in it. They'll eat every one of them. I reckon he must have got rid of most of the chickens. I hear the old roosters coming down there. Nice in the morning. But I don't see any crows much. But boy, there were crows there for a while. I had to have some old ducks down there in the pond. And those old ducks started laying. And
you don't get
them blamed crows eat them eggs as fast as they lay. And if he ever gets started, he knows he's stealing. I had a lot of sense. Boy, he'll watch you, and if he ever see you come around down there, why, he's done gone.
Don't see any clothes.
So,
boy, that's so separable.
I never did get one.
I was going to
hide under an orange tree down there and watch for him.
They're smart.
Yes, they're smart. But if you can ever wound one of those fellas, he makes the funniest noise that you ever heard.
And if he ever gets started, he knows he's stealing.
There won't be any more.
Got a lot of
pain back there for quite a while.
Yeah, because they're falling down.
What you and everything come around down there.
He will,
I got some mail today.
I never did get one of them.
Yeah, my gal brought me a
hide under an arm.
Clairvermit or something today, as the old man said. He never did get any. He run a little old business. And he said, I don't never get any mail much till the first of the month. And I get a whole handful of Plesremet. Please remit. He calls it Plesremet.
In other words, bills, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that kind of looks like a squirrel, but it's smaller? They usually run around the ground.
Oh, they do. We have
Plesremet or something. You never drunk a little bit.
Very few little old moles and rats. We have plenty of wood rats. That little boy right there, now listen, he starts sneaking down there. He goes to mowing down there. And cutting that grass down, he mows it and lands, you know. And as narrow it gets where the mole rats is, they're all running in. Get that little fella, I'll tell you right now, and he's got two. Well, this fella's daddy, and then he got a younger one.
Very few little
moles right now. There's many rats when they come running out of there. I've seen him kill two there one afternoon. Quick, he jabbed him, and you could hear the bone crack, and he could even give
it down.
And he grabbed the other one.
Cut that down.
He'll get the rats if there's any around there, and them other two of his is just the same. He was the proudest little dog one afternoon, out come a rabbit. And he caught that rabbit and killed him. He wasn't nothing but a puppy much then. And boy, he's been a rabbit dog ever since.
Chasing down, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about frogs the other day? Are there any kind of real small frogs?
Oh, yes.
Hanging on the tree?
Yeah. Yeah, these little old green frogs down up there that sits around out there and scrapes his gourd, as we call it, when he's wanting it to rain.
Out come a rat, and he talks that rat.